welcome, friends, to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Children's Sunday. You have most definitely come on a great Sunday that we will be celebrating our children, youth, and young people today. And your bulletin has lots of announcements, so I just want to call your attention to those. You can take a look at them, because we are so glad you're here, and that bulletin has lots of ways that you can learn more about how we are church together. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to just ask someone around you. There will also be an elder at the communion table following worship today to receive any of those questions you might have. This morning is also a communion Sunday, and just to let everyone know, the table here at Gates Presbyterian Church is open and welcome to all. All right, the few announcements that I have today. Just a reminder, if you're hanging out after worship today, the junior choir recital will be taking place in the adult lounge. And also, youth, there is a lot going on for you. Junior highs, all of you who are heading into junior high next year. So that includes right now fifth graders. You'll have your pre-party today and then the year-end picnic at 6. And we have a wonderful introduction for you this morning. I know Pamela made her way in. If I can have her stand up. Let's see, where did she go? In the back pew, Pamela Dayton, our new...
Yeah, there we go.
Pamela is our new director for youth and children and young adults. She is very excited to begin her time in ministry here with us. Also, a note about next week, next Sunday, a lot of great things going on. It will be my final Sunday before renewal, which means ice cream truck. So that is reason enough to be here. There's some applause. Yes, ice cream. We will also be dedicating our labyrinth here out front, so please join us for that. And Larry also has an announcement today.
Good morning. Another successful flea market. I would just like to take a moment. Anyone who had anything to do with the flea market this year, whether you bought things, donated things, set up things, put a yard sign up, please stand up if you are able. We have a round of applause. This year's gross is about $24.50. That's slightly down from last year, but it's still a good number. So thank you all.
Amen. Thank you, Larry. And now, friends, let us join our hearts, our minds, our voices together to worship our holy God. stand for the call to worship?
God
hears us when we pray. God will help us when we pray. This is it.
Today's first reading is Psalm 139, verse 1 through 10. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, are you there? If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
is based on 1 Samuel verses chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. It is a story of God calling Samuel. At first, Samuel doesn't hear, but later realizes it is God calling.
Hey, you, what's your name? Can you come help clean this up? Great, thanks, Monroe.
It's Morgan. She's asking me to do things, and she can't even get my name right. Weird.
Hi, Morgan. Morgan. Hello, Morgan. Sam.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. What are you doing?
You sure did. What were you watching that was so interesting?
Cat video. See?
Oh, cool.
Right? I usually see myself. It's not like people sneak up behind me like that.
You weren't sneaking, you just weren't listening.
Well, who would be calling my name anyway?
You never know. God could be calling your name next time.
Why would God call someone like me? And if God called someone like me, I would definitely hear. And if a whole force of angels showed up, I would definitely hear that.
Maybe not. Sometimes when God calls people, it's loud, like Moses in the burning bush.
What is that?
Moses! Moses!
Or sometimes when God calls people, it's scary, like with Saul on the road to Damascus.
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
What? No, what are you?
But when Jesus calls people, it wasn't very loud at all.
Hey, wanna come be fishers of men?
Yeah, okay.
See, you totally would have missed that.
Okay, yeah, I would have, but when God calls people our age, huh?
I just read about that. Let me tell you about Samuel and Eli. Samuel was a young boy who lived in Israel a very long time ago. His parents wanted him to serve God, so he lived with a priest called Eli and helped run worship services.
Welcome to the team.
Was it like an internship?
Sort of. Samuel did lots of work for Eli. He turned the lights on in the evening so Eli could read the scripture, and turned them off at night when to keep the scripture safe from fire. Very old and needed lots of help. Samuel did everything he could to help Eli. One night when they were both asleep, something very strange happened.
Samuel! Samuel!
Huh? What? Eli! Eli! Do you need something? What is it? What's wrong?
What are you talking about?
You just called me. I heard you.
I did not. I was peacefully sleeping. You must have dreamed it. Go back to bed.
Okay.
Samuel! Samuel!
What? What is it? I know I heard you calling my name.
What? Why are you here again? I just got back to sleep.
Look, I don't know why you're doing this, and I think it's really weird, but here we are all alone in God's house, and somebody keeps calling my name. I know it's you, so just tell me what you want so we can get back to sleep.
Don't be silly. I've been asleep.
What is happening?
Wait. I think I know what's happening. This is God's house after all. Maybe God is talking to you. The next time you hear somebody calling a name, just stay there and say that you're listening. And maybe you'll learn something.
Well, okay, I guess.
Samuel! Samuel!
Hello? I mean, I'm listening. What can I do for you?
Finally, Samuel, it's me, God.
Whoa, hello, God. It's an honor. No offense, but are you sure you're talking to the right Samuel? I'm just a kid.
Of course I'm talking to the right Samuel. I know who you are, and I have big plans for you. Lots of my other priests are getting greedy and taking advantage of others instead of helping them. I need you to keep learning and be a good leader for my people.
Well, that's a big responsibility, but of course I'll do it.
Good. I know you'll do amazing things. Now, get some sleep. We'll talk more later.
See, sometimes God shouts, but sometimes when God talks to us, it's hard to even notice it's Him. Just have to listen hard.
I guess so, and if God calls interns in the middle of the night, God might call me.
Definitely, that's hard to listen for God together and help each other do great things for God's people.
I listen for God by reading the Bible and seeing what details jump out at me. So are you going to put your headphones back on?
Well, yeah, when I finish my cat videos, but then I'll go listen for God.
Each of us needs to listen as God is calling us to be of service, and we need to obey Him.
The one to whom we turn our lives over has invited us to this table. So whoever you are and however you feel, For whatever reasons you are here, come to this feast. Whatever your condition, whatever brokenness and hurts you bear, know that the host is the one who teaches, the one who heals, and the one who welcomes. Our Savior invited those who trust him to share this feast which he has prepared. For according to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is always right to give thanks and praise to you, loving God, for all you give us in this world you created, in helping us learn of your love through Jesus, and in sending the Holy Spirit to help us. So we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and place, calling upon you with hope. Holy, holy, holy God, our God, heaven and earth behold your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who provides the way out of sin and death. Hosanna in the highest.
We listen and hear you whisper through the winds of creation. To this earth you sent your Son Jesus to show us a way to love you and each other. Teaching us about your love, he filled the hungry, comforted those who mourn, and welcomed all those on the margins of this world to his table, refusing to let sin, pain, and death have the final word. He went to the grave. As we remember his life and death, as we come to the table of resurrection, we speak of that mystery we call faith.
Christ died, witness to the world. Christ rose. Loving God, all that he was. Christ will come, blessing us forever.
And now send your Holy Spirit upon the bread and cup, O God, simple gifts from the earth, which grace us with your life, and upon all those who gather around your table. Fed with the finest wheat, may we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness imprisons them, having tasted the cup of joy. May we bring the sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair and welcomed without question at your table of grace. May we open our hearts to all who have been forsaken by the world. Through Christ, glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving are yours, God of new life, with the Holy Spirit and your holy people on this first day of the week and in the days to come. And God, we offer together the words your Son Jesus taught us to pray when we are together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but delivering. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered, brought his friends together around a table, a very similar table on the night before he gave himself over to the authorities for his death. And so that these disciples and we might remember and know how God's bread gives strength, he took common bread and made it holy, just as he takes common people, no matter how tiny we might be, and makes all of us holy. And he asks that we remember and repeat this act again and again, and he did so by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." And knowing that we cannot live by bread alone, he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it so that we might remember the sight and the sound. And he shared it among us, saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you wouldn't know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Whenever you drink this, do this in remembrance of me." And we give thanks for the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the promise of new life brought to us this day and always. Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. And a reminder as we begin communion that all ages are welcome to partake. We hold the bread so we can receive it together, and the same thing with the cup. Let us celebrate this meal together.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never be hungry, and those who believe in me will never thirst." Let us taste the goodness of God's grace. I love when the children are sitting up front any Sunday, but especially on a communion Sunday, because I watch them bring the cup they smell it, and they stick their tongue in it. And I can remember being a kid and getting in so much trouble for that, but it is so sacred and theological. This is our connection, our tangible sign of God's grace in our life. Smell it and taste it, for it is good.
God, we rejoice in the gifts of grace and faithfulness you offer us in this sacred meal. May we turn it open our hearts and to be bearers of love wherever we may journey and with whoever we may meet. Amen.
Four of our sixth graders will be moving up to junior high, and it's a bit of a little sadness to see Lily go and Chloe. Lily has been my little helper. She's a great leader. She always takes initiative to help out, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of background about Lily. She says she, in her free time, she likes to play volleyball at an awesome club called VFX. She also plays the double bass at school. She attends the Churchville Chilai Middle School. She loves to read whatever she can get her hands on. And she loves to play with her adorable puppy, Daisy Dune. She is in the junior choir. And she likes to ride her bike and hang out with her friends. So, congratulations, Lily. And we're going to miss you. Chloe, unfortunately, is not here. She's ill, but Chloe, just to give you some background on Chloe. She attends the Gates Chilai Middle School. She enjoys reading, watching House Hunters, being with friends, and going to sporting events such as the Amherst, Sabres, Red Wings, and Nighthawks. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there are ladies and gentlemen who root for all these sports people. She is a high honor roll student, so she's very smart. She loves music and is currently taking piano lessons. Chloe is very quiet in Sunday school, but I understand at home she is not. So we're going to miss Chloe, and congratulations to her for moving up to junior high.
Brendan Shaw is also receiving a Bible this morning. Brendan attends Gates Chalet Middle School. He plays percussion in the school band. He is also part of chorus and in the school musical theater. He enjoys playing baseball, Boy Scouts, Irish dancing, fishing, hiking, camping, and biking. So very active guy. He also enjoys learning new things and making new friends. Also receiving a Bible this morning is Harmony Cook. Harmony attends Sherman Elementary School. She plays flute in the school band. She enjoys talking with her friends. She also has been part of junior choir and has blessed us with many of her solos during junior choir and has been a very active Sunday school participant. So congratulations, Harmony.
back up here. So Harmony and Lily and Brendan, come on back up. You can all come back together. It is my honor to give hymnals to these three who have been in junior choir since the first grade. There's no rule that you have to start in first grade, but they all did. So I figured out that's probably over 100 pieces that they have sung up front. So thank you very much from your whole church.
Boys and girls. I'm Keith Hadley, and I'm here today with everybody here to recognize our graduating high school seniors. And I asked Pamela to come up front, too, to be part of this so she gets used to the front of the church and meeting everybody. So our high school seniors who are not all here today, probably because high school seniors really don't appreciate morning hours. But they do come from many different schools, and they always came together as one awesome group here at GPC. So I'll read the list of the seniors. There's 15 of them. They're not all here today, but as I call your name, if you'd come forward, that would be great. Shannon Belt, Ryan Birkbeck, Samantha Berkovich, Allison Cook, Ariana DeMarco, Jacob Frisch, Michael Hassenlop, Max Leisenring, Chris Lewis, Riley Marconi, Audrey Molina, Quinn Mulhern, Samantha Rogers, Gabe Russell, and Danny Smythe. And while they're coming forward, too, I think we should ask the parents to stand up and the grandparents to stand up. All the teachers that were involved in these kids, stand up. Youth advisors, anybody that bought Girl Scout cookies, Boy Scout popcorn, stand up and let's have the kids give them applause too, because you've been a big part of this. You've had many years of wonderful experiences here, including Sunday school, confirmation, youth group outings, fundraisers like the Blue Mountain Coffee House, and your work projects during the last 4 years, including Jamaica, my first trip, and I want to thank you for that, Camp Whitman, Detroit, Michigan, Chaumont, New York, And as freshmen, you went to New York City. That must have been a very scary trip for you. But we are proud of you. We love you. And I want you to know that no matter how near or how far your future takes you, as you pursue your dreams, you're always welcome here. You are part of this family. So we have a little gift for you. I don't have a long bio for each one of them. You're welcome to approach them and ask them what their future plans are after worship today. But they are an incredible, incredible group. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Bridget Wohlers. I am the elder representing the youth team this morning, and I want to recognize our Sunday school teachers. We do have gifts for you. They're in the library, so if you want to stop down after worship, we are happy to have a little private time to say thank you. So all of our Sunday school teachers are sitting up front, of course, doing their Sunday school thing, because that's what they do. So our littlest disciples, preschool and kindergarten, are shepherded by Sharon Castrino and Jennifer Olson, if you would stand. He's next on the list. Okay. Their helpers are Carson Wohlers and Aaliyah Binko. Stay standing. Good job. Okay. Our high-energy elementary class, first through third grades, is supported by Beth Marconi, Cam Mossgraber, Audrey Molina, and Meredith Hart. Our 21st century theologians are encouraged by Carol Henschen and Anne-Marie Sim, along with Zach DeRoach and Abby Unson. Our nursery aide, who I'm guessing is in the nursery aiding, is Dana Hart. And our substitute teachers, who are always at the ready, I don't even think had to sub this year, because that's how good these people are. Vicki Gutteil, Nancy Hasselmop, and Patty Fields.
Thank you to all the kids as well for showing up on Sunday mornings, all the teachers, all the parents and grandparents who got everyone here. There are so many ways, to live our faith in thanksgiving to God, and we do so each and every Sunday as we offer back to God a portion of the abundance God has entrusted us with. Let us receive the morning offering.
Together, and as our lives change, come whatever.
about tomorrow like we think about now? Can we survive it out there? Can we make it somehow? I guess I thought that this would never end. And suddenly it's like the women and men. Will the past be a shadow that will follow us around? Will this memory fade when I leave this town? I keep thinking that it's not goodbye. I keep on thinking it's a time to fly.
I did a very bad thing, and I dreaded it this morning. I forgot one youth from the high school graduating list. Tommy Cook is also graduating this year. He's been a special part, and he's graduating a year early from high school, too. So let's give Tommy a big hand, too.
Thank you.
All right, can I have all the kids come this way? Come on, you guys can help me this time. All right, come on. Come on. Come on. All right. We ready? All right, come on, come on. If you've got something in your hands, you may just want to set it down. All right, you want to help me? Here's what happens at the benediction or the blessing as the congregation goes. I put my arms up. Can you put your arms up with me? It's almost like we're waiting for God to come give us a hug, and it's also a reminder to the congregation that the world needs a lot of hugs, and God uses us to do that. So we offer a blessing, and can you guys help me with this? We're going to say, "Yay, God," on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Yay, God! Amen. Thank you for your help.